Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
My name is Bobby Trist, a resident of Champaign and a member of CUCPJ, Champaign Urbana Citizens for Peace and Justice. The Champaign County Board is currently considering a proposal to spend $20 million on additional jail space. CUCPJ believes this would be a terrible misuse of taxpayer money. We instead favor looking into the root causes of incarceration in our county, addressing the fundamental inequalities in our criminal justice system, and finding alternatives to jail. There are violent members of our society, but many of the people who are in jail don't need to be there. 20% of those in our jail are there for traffic violations. When we lock up people unnecessarily, they lose homes, jobs, cars, and custody of their children. All of these societal costs do not make us safer. Anyone who spends a day in a courtroom at the Champaign County Courthouse will see the disproportionate number of African American defendants. An annual study by the Illinois Department of Transportation shows that in Champaign-Urbana, blacks are at least twice as likely to be involved in a traffic stop as white drivers. A recent study found that 90% of those arrested for jaywalking are black. In our jail, more than half of all inmates are African American, although they comprise only 12% of county residents. CUCPJ supports options like mental health and substance abuse treatment, job training for youth and adults, and resources for those returning from prison. Many such programs have faced substantial funding cuts in recent years. Here is where we need to be spending that $20 million. On Friday, September 21st, from 6 to 8 p.m., Champaign-Urbana Citizens for Peace and Justice will be holding a community forum at the Urbana City Building, 400 South Vine Street. The forum, entitled Alternatives to Incarceration, will include speakers from the ACLU, National Alliance on Mental Illness, the Black Chamber of Commerce, the Immigration Forum, and Citizens with Conviction. Members of the public are also invited to share their views. The event is free and refreshments will be served. So on Friday, September 21st, coming out from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Urbana City Building, and lend your own creative solutions to improving public safety. Thank you.
The Public Square is a place for you to comment on whatever subject you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Opinions reflect those of the speaker. For information or to submit a commentary, visit our website, will.illinois.edu.